Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's time for
Would You Rather Wednesday.
Would you rather Juan Soto or
Would you rather have a pet monkey or a mini pig?
Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
On Jones and Keith.
The choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that.
Getting some Would You Rathers here on Jones and Keith. A reminder that WEEI's coverage of football's postseason brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. We'll get back into the Celtics and the Bruins. Terp's going to join us at high noon on a Celtics Wednesday. We'll get his thoughts. We'll get back to the Bees as well, trade rumors involving Brad Marchand. But let's get to some Would You Rathers on a Would You Rather Wednesday. What's up first, Billy?
All right, would you rather complete a three-peat or an undefeated season?
Got to go undefeated season. There,
undefeated
right?
season, yeah, because you're the best team in football history if you pull that off. And I know someone say, well, nobody thinks the 72 Dolphins are. It's like, yeah, I know. But if it happened now, especially with an 18-game or 17, soon-to-be 18-game regular season with – the level of competition and everything, I think you would look at it and be like, that is the single greatest team ever. The three-peat's also amazing, right? That's a, nobody's done that. Well, they both would be technically a first.
Let's break it down this way. One's three, the other one's one. So, I mean, would you rather, you could look at it that way and say, I'd rather have three championships than one. But I do think being able to say you went undefeated, no one's done the three-peat either. But being able to say you went undefeated,
yeah,
when you'd be the second team to do that, but the first on this many games with a schedule and having a perfect season, I think Patriots fans, and maybe we can ask them this, I think Patriots fans would trade a Super Bowl win or two out of the six to win it all in 2007 and complete that.
Yeah.
As opposed to losing to Eli and the Giants. Yeah, I would trade it for the perfect season.
But also for those saying that, oh, well, three is greater than one, just take the three. It's like, well, in this scenario, we're also not saying that you don't win anything else.
No, that's
true. You might win one, not the next year. Maybe you win another one, not the next year. Like, you still might win three. But when you look back on it, okay, so say hypothetically the Patriots pulled off the 07 thing and the Chiefs win on Sunday. And then 10 years from now, we're looking back on both things and you're comparing the two. I'd be like, oh, that's a cooler distinction to me, going undefeated for 1 year than it is the three-peat.
Right. I would wait. Yeah, assuming the overall amount of championships are similar, I would wait the undefeated season more than the three-peat. Yeah. Yes, I agree with you on that.
All right, I like that more.
Would you rather Mahomes and Hunt or Hurts and Barkley?
I mean, Barkley's amazing. I would just rather have Mahomes. And we both think Jalen Hurts is a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah.
Keith had him a little higher than I did, but if I get Mahomes and also ran running back like Kareem Hunt or an awesome running back and a guy at the back end of the top 10 quarterbacks, I'd rather have Patrick Mahomes.
Is Jalen Hurts closer to Patrick Mahomes or Kareem Hunt closer to Saquon Barkley?
Oh, Hurts is closer to Mahomes, I think.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I guess
you can
say...
Mahomes is the best and Barkley is the best, but the thing that Mahomes is the best at is more important.
Yeah.
So I would also take the Chiefs duo.
Well, yeah, I mean, as we talk it out, maybe Hunt, a league average running back, is closer to the best running back than a top 10 quarterback is. That's probably
Mahomes,
true.
Because Mahomes is like way better. We would even say Mahomes is better than like Allen and Jackson.
Also,
so certainly he's way better than
Jalen
Hurts.
We're also thinking of Patrick Mahomes.
From a few years ago?
What he's capable of. Mahomes this year. Like,
no.
Mahomes has not been Patrick Mahomes this year, right?
Right. But like, say you're a defensive coordinator and you're like, all right, we got Hurts and Barkley coming up. Brutal, tough, right? Watch for the tush push.
Yeah.
Or you got Mahomes and whoever. I think Mahomes probably still outweighs it, right?
That's fair.
There's like years ago, if it was like Tom Brady and LeGarrette Blount versus like, you know, Edgerrin James and somebody or LaDainian Tomlinson and Rivers, right? You'd be like, oh, that's really good, but
I'll take Brady. That's a great analogy because Rivers was fine.
Rivers, yeah.
I didn't like him as much as most people.
And
Rivers
was
fine. Tomlinson was an all-time great.
Well, until he pouted on the bench.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's an all-time great baby as well, but he's a great running back. That's a good analogy, and yeah, I would take Brady in that scenario, so I'll take Mahomes here.
Would you rather have Super Bowl on a Saturday or a Sunday?
You go first with this one. What even is this?
Would you rather have... What do you mean, what is this?
A
Would
Super
you rather
Bowl have, Saturday? No, yeah. I don't want a Super Bowl
they
Saturday.
They already have a week off, so it's not like you're rushing it. People always complain, like, oh, the Monday after the Super Bowl should be a holiday so I can get really drunk and sleep in or whatever. It's like, if you put it on Saturday, you don't have to worry about that. So you can go hard on Saturday, and then the next day you're not working.
Really rage.
No, well, you could.
Yeah.
You get really nuts.
And that could be alcohol. That could be loading up on our snacks that we teared off yesterday.
You could watch, you know, whatever show.
Wake up with a food coma.
What's the show this year that's going to be on after? Because it's always great when they do the top 100 rated shows from the year and like 80 of them are football. And then it's like, you know, the Oscars, the Grammys, whatever. And then there's one, and it's some random-ass show. And then they put in parentheses, they're like, aired after Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's like,
you're
like, okay. Such a fake number. Like, aired after Super Bowl. No, I'd still rather it be Sunday. I don't care. I can get up for work the next day. And it is Super Bowl Sunday. It's the traditional day for it. I don't need it on Saturday just for the day off the next day.
Well, and like, selfishly, you want to play it out for our industry.
Oh, you
want
to be
I
on
want the game
right
on
now.
Sunday and be on the next day.
Yeah.
I don't need a day of lag time before we get on and react to
even
it.
Even if you didn't have our job, if you had like another job, like on Monday, you're there talking about the, you know, the game, the commercials, the halftime show.
What if you had the morning show shift?
So that's where I worked the morning after. I don't think I've worked the morning after a Super Bowl. I've worked this day part after a Super Bowl.
But I've worked morning shifts after like Monday Night Football and like primetime games.
Yeah, those are later finishes. Brutal. That's a good point.
At least this starts at 6:30. And so, you know, you might not be able to watch the Equalizer, but you can go to bed at like 9:30, right? That's not probably terrible.
No, it's not. That's really not that bad. Yeah. I mean, if you wanted the next day off, I guess I get Super Bowl Saturday, but that just doesn't sound right. Super Bowl Saturday doesn't sound right. And I don't need a day off that badly where I'm moving the Super Bowl off of Sunday. Now, if you want to move it a little earlier in the day, screw the West Coast, I'd be okay with that, but I don't need to move it all the way to Saturday. I don't need to move it that much.
All right, okay. I was curious.
So we both rather Super Bowl. So a lot of agreement
Sunday.
Thus far.
We really
on
really
these
have.
Would you rather. What's the final one, Bill?
Would you rather go to the Super Bowl or watch it at home?
Oh, that's easy. I'm not trying to go.
And that's either way. Teams in it, teams not in it, right? A great venue, not great venue. I like watching it at home.
When you've gone to Radio Row and done the whole thing, have you stayed for any of the Super Bowls?
So no, and like part
and
of
those
me,
were all Patriots Super Bowls, right?
Yeah, I went to 3 straight Patriots Super Bowls, but we left Friday afternoon or Friday night after the show. So like,
did you have the option to stay and just like pay your own way back, or was that not even an option?
Good question. Because I probably could have gotten like a media pass, I guess, and then. Yeah, no, because they booked our flight, so we just went home. So it wasn't even really presented, but I was, like, ready to get home. And so, you know, looking back on it, it would have been cool to go to one, in all seriousness. But overall, no. And, like, you know me, I don't like leaving my house anyway. But the way they've made the games in like with TVs now, it's so much better to watch it at home rather than drinking, like, $20 beers, trying to get in and out of there. I hate big crowds of people. Like, no, nothing's better than the in-home experience now.
Yeah. And I don't even feel like I have a great
setup
to watch games, but I'd way rather watch it at home.
Not even close.
When's the last NFL game you went to? Forget the Super Bowl. When's the last Patriots game, NFL game you went to?
I went to Tom Brady's return game.
Okay, so that, in fairness, is a cool one.
That was a cool one to go
I think
to.
I would have rather have gone to that than a Super Bowl. But it would have to be something like that. Like something that I would have thought was cool to go to. Yeah. It would have to be something like that to get me to go to any NFL game these days because, as you said, the experience
the
is so much better.
Getting in and out is
insane. And you miss the whole league. If you go to a Patriots game, you missed the whole rest of the league. You're not watching.
Yeah, that too.
Maybe a standalone primetime game, maybe. But on an actual NFL Sunday, the Patriots play at 1 o'clock. Forget watching the league for the rest of the day. You're not watching any of it.
Like the cost is through the nose. Like just for the ticket and then anything you want inside.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Where were the Super Bowls you went to?
It was Houston,
yep.
Minneapolis, and Atlanta.
So none of those were great. I mean, Atlanta's what probably the best out of those.
Atlanta was fun, and I have family in Atlanta, so I got to see them. But Minnesota was the freaking coldest I've ever been in my entire life. And we did the Radio Row was at the
Mall of America, right?
Not only the Mall of America, it was like in the food court. So there I am slamming my Orange Julius's and Chick-fil-A every day, like doing the show. And then there was like, they have like the big, like roller coasters and stuff. They have a theme park like right in there.
Do you ride any of those? I heard Courtney say the other day, she was riding the roller coasters pretty much every day they were there.
No, I didn't do it every day, but I think I did a couple things. That's where they had like the media party was in there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I just camped out next to the bar, just slamming drinks, going on a couple rides. But so that wasn't bad. Atlanta had theirs at the aquarium, which you know me, I love underwater creatures.
So the Atlanta aquarium is phenomenal. That's where they had that?
Yeah.
That's a very impressive. I like Atlanta as a city. Bad sports town, but I like Atlanta as a city.
Yeah, there was cool stuff in Atlanta.
I've never been to Minneapolis.
Minneapolis was so cold. We stayed near the mall, and then one night me and a former producer, Jason Rossi, we went into the T-Wolves game. So we like went to into Minneapolis.
We talked about this. This is when Bill was sitting courtside, focused on the Super Bowl.
And then Lil Jon did the halftime.
That's part of why they lost. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Part of the reason. Distracted.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
Distracted. So we went to that. And people tell me like it's a nice city, but like when we went, it's in February, it was like 2 degrees, like at best.
Yeah,
so I can't really enjoy this.
I could probably go to Minneapolis as a city, but yeah, for the Super Bowl, that sounds terrible.
No, Houston was tough because Houston was when I first got over here and when I was only at EEI for like 2 or 3 months and they're like, we're sending you to the Super Bowl. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. But then you get to Houston, you're like,
why not
Houston?
I mean, out of those three cities,
rough.
I haven't been to Minneapolis. Maybe I'm missing something, but I like Atlanta. Don't love Houston.
Yep.
So there you go. Would you rathers on a Wednesday? Rather complete the three-peat or an undefeated season? Rather Mahomes and Hunt or Hurts and Barkley? Would you rather have the Super Bowl on a Saturday? Feels blasphemous. Or on a Sunday? Or watch the game live or at home? You can jump in here, 617-779-7937. We should get into the ref conundrum.
Oh, boy.
Which has picked up quite a bit of steam. Are they the biggest storyline of Super Bowl 59? That's next.